Tell me about your schooling after your family left the mink farm. Did you complete your schooling at Sperling then?
I did. Okay. Graduated in 1952, uh-huh. grade 8 there. Then went from there to Burnaby North High School. And I was there for 3.5 years. It was the middle of 54, 55 that we moved to North Vancouver. The house was built, and my dad had established his sporting goods business, so it was time to move. And didn't like to move. I enjoyed being where we were, mm-hmm. friends that we had. However, it was my family that wanted so much to have a new home, and my mother had a chance to design this home the way she would have wanted it to be, and was all on a blueprint there. And my dad built the house with a friend, and it was a lovely home. And we lived there for the rest of the time, that chunk of time that I mentioned. I've forgotten now when I left. 77 was when... 77 was when I moved back to Burnaby.
Oh, yes.
But but we had lived in North Vancouver from 54 to 77. There was a chunk of time there from 68 to 77 68 to 73 that I was down in the West End. But we still had the home in North Vancouver, and that was still my home base. So we lived there in North Vancouver, yes, Edgemont Village area. But I never felt quite as welcomed there as I did in Burnaby. Burnaby had a different sort of flavor to it.
Oh, can you describe that?
Well, it was more welcoming somehow, and people accepted. I found people accepted you for what you were, for how you were dressed, for what you did. Whereas North Vancouver, there was just a little more reserve. And how you dressed was more important. And so I found it was took a little adjusting to that new way of living. So if I were to choose between the two, I would have always come back to Burnaby. And that's where I ended up coming back to, is Burnaby, because this is where I feel most comfortable.
Yes.
Even now when I go to North Vancouver, I still feel that same feeling that I felt at that time, that adjustment.
Hmm.
But my dad needed a business, and he did well there, and so he fitted in just fine. So.
And you then trained as a teacher?
I did.
Where did you go to get your training?
UBC.
UBC?
Yep. And... at that time, I wasn't sure I wanted to be, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I took a first-year arts, which is what many do, first-year arts, just to sort of find out where, explore little areas from there and see where you want to go. And I thought, well, with one more year, I could go teaching, and I thought, well, that would be a good thing to start, try it. It took me 5 years, though, of teaching to say, yeah, I think I've made the right decision. So... anyway, I taught in North Vancouver, first of all, and then I was traveled for a couple of years in Europe and did teaching of English there when I was there, came back, and that's when I taught in Burnaby.
Oh, and what school did you teach in Burnaby then?
In Burnaby? Oh, I taught in several, actually. I started with Alpha, and from there, Cascade Heights. Cascade Heights, and then Windsor, 2nd Street, Scow Education Center. I was a consultant for six years, actually, so I was at the Scow Education Center. And then I went to SFU and was a faculty associate there for new teachers. And then I came back, my last years was at Marlborough Elementary School.
Oh.
So I've been retired now 18 years.
Oh, that's interesting that you taught up at SFU.
Yeah.
So what was that like? Now you're on the mountain again.
That's right, on the mountain again, yeah. That was fun. It was really interesting. I loved it. I had to, of course, visit schools around the communities, metro communities, to observe the students that were learning and giving advice and sharing with them. So, yeah, no, it was good. It was back in Burnaby again. And I was going to say that that was one of the things I was very proud of, is having been back to the mountain again. And to Arthur Erickson is of course the architect for the university there, and he was a Swede, so I was quite pleased about that.
Yes.
And he also did the law courts down in Vancouver, and also the Museum of Anthropology at UBC, which I just visited the other day. He did that beautiful building there, looking at it from the west, northwest area. It's just gorgeous.
So would you say that those buildings are worthy of the mountain then?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now, you wouldn't have been in Burnaby when SFU was being built.
No, it's 50 years old this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's right. So it would be 2065, 1965 rather.
Yes.
Would have been when it was. So no, I wasn't in Burnaby at that time. Actually, I was getting married at that time, and then we lived in Prince George for a year. So I was teaching up there. So no, I wasn't in Burnaby at that time when it was being built. But I'm taking university courses now, SFU courses down at the campus downtown. Wonderful, just wonderful. They have a 55 plus